This following interview is with Carmen Mills, who is one of the primary people involved in a blockade which is in the North Delta region of Vancouver, BC, blocking a big construction project that has to do with many, many kinds of industrial activities that are going into Vancouver and expanding traffic into the region, as well as destroying some very valuable resources in the local area. And what you're going to hear is me setting the scene for you on location. I actually sat at a makeshift kitchen, a dinner table with Carmen. It's right on site on a beautiful Saturday. So I'll be setting the scene, and do enjoy this great information. We're overlooking the Fraser River. You can see New Westminster from here. And there is a physical obstruction that's been put up, made of a lot of crates and a mound of dirt and rock. And also on the opposite side, there is a crater that would theoretically stop any vehicles from getting to the actual blockade. And we have some tarps going up right now in anticipation of some rain later on. We're on a very nice day today. And there's also some soup and some fresh food and water for people. There's a nice little setup here in North Delta, and I've got Carmen here with me. I'm going to ask a few questions, and the first of all, of course, is what's going on here?
Well, this is a camp out where we've moved in and we've occupied the site that has been partially excavated for the South Fraser Perimeter Road, which is part of the Gateway Project, and we're planning to obstruct construction for a while.
And what's the construction for? What's the goal for the construction?
Well, what this is the roadbed for the South Fraser Perimeter Road, which is a four-lane freeway for trucking all the way along the Fraser. Ostensibly, according to the government, it is to take trucks off of the river road, but really what it's about is increasing transportation of goods from overseas, from the port, which they want to expand, through to eastern Canada and down to the United States, and also to open up the port for exporting tar sands oil is really the big picture.
Why was this particular area chosen there for embankment, with all the places you might have chosen along the proposed freeway route?
Well, because it is the site where a lot of people's homes were just demolished to make way for this freeway. It's a tragic place, and it's easy for us to gain access to, and it's a beautiful spot for a blockade. It's really the perfect place. It's kind of the last stand, and we're holding it down.
One of the things I noticed when I was walking along the railroad was it's a bit of a dumping ground, which is actually becoming very useful here because there's a lot of buckets and things and that people have been using.
Yeah, salvage. Yeah, it's a good. There's a good supply of salvageable materials. That's a good point. I just picked up a nice big water jug that can be used to weigh something down in a crate. And lots of good stuff.
So, what sort of plans are in place for longer term survival, like with things like food and water and things like this? Shelter?
Well, I think that more and more people are going to be becoming aware of this. I've heard that it's been getting regularly featured on some of the mainstream news radio stations and stuff. So already people have been dropping by and bringing us cookies and coffee. There's always a need for coffee and cookies. I think that as it goes on, more people will come and the weather will gradually get more and more sunny and summery and beautiful, and that the people will continue to bring things that we need. People have already been remarkably generous in donating money. We manifested over $3,000 in 48 hours from people who really care about this. And food, it's coming, tarps, tents, and we need all that stuff. So if you're listening out there, bring us some stuff and some coffee, too, and Timbits.
Who would be the contact person for anyone that's interested in getting involved or bringing things or just wants to help in some way?
One thing you can do, first of all, is look at our website, which is stopthepave.org, and there will be contact info on there, but also you can always call our info line on site, which is 604-355-2771. That should be held by somebody who is here on site, but if that doesn't work for you for some reason, another number where you can reach us is 604-588-4203.
And how long have you personally been involved in this, and so what are the origins of this particular initiative with Stop the Pave?
Oh, well, it's funny. I guess I'm an old-timer. I started working on this in 2005, and I just remember the first time I heard about this massive highway expansion, and it still is like, you know, that those Bugs Bunny cartoons where they wave the flag in front of the bull and everything turns red? It was like that. It was like, and I just went, that's not happening! And I went and I phoned up my friend Scott, who's a geek, and I more know how to do all that stuff now, but I said, get me the website, gatewaysucks.org, get that website right now. So started gatewaysucks.org, and you know, for a while it was just my little private thing and just event, and I'm an organizer, and I co-organized some incredible parties. We threw some fantastic Stop the Highway parties. That was back in 2008 or 2009, but I also co-founded Car Free Vancouver and the Car Free Commercial Drive Festival, and with my friend Matt Hearn, and that was one of the main motivators for starting the Commercial Drive Festival, because this thing, the tentacles reach everywhere. I mean, they're what they're doing with the Portman Bridge is going to funnel a whole lot of traffic right through East Vancouver. I'm from East Vancouver. I live there. But as I got more and more schooled on what was going on, it's like, it's just such a octopus, but we can cut it off tentacle by tentacle, especially the important parts. And what I say, think now is, like, I live in East Vancouver, but it's only 20 kilometers to Surrey and, you know, to Delta, and this is my backyard, really. I actually know people are like, why do you care about what's going on in Delta? Yeah. But we live on a really small planet, and it's the only one we have. Yeah. So this is my backyard. It's the salmon streams here, the air quality here. This is as close to my home as it gets to, and it's such a just massive symbol of everything that is backward and wrong with how we're handling our world now.
If people had a video of where we are right now, there's a huge mountain. We're surrounded by beautiful mountainscape in a couple of cities, and it'd be a great place for a park or to a picnic or... Yeah, it's a priceless location, actually.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I didn't even know myself. I've actually never been to this very spot because I was picked by other people coordinating the action. And this could be like False Creek. It could have a mixed-use, beautiful housing on it. It could be parkland. It should be forest, but I see a riverside seawall here, bike paths, and it's like incredibly valuable real estate. It's absolutely spectacular views. I thought, like, a freeway? What the fuck? That's ridiculous. It's just outrageous. So I really encourage anyone to come here and check this out, because you have to see it to know what it is that we stand to lose here.
Yeah, one thing that I was impressed by just coming here yesterday was the amount of organization that's gone into it already and how fast things came together. Who's involved on the side of, like, making sure there's supplies, that things get up and all that sort of stuff?
Oh, my God, it's this most incredible sort of anarchic organization. The span of people, I mean, it's everywhere from, to put it in a sort of cliched way, just sort of East Van kids who care about these things, to union organizers from the Council of Canadians, which is probably definitely this country's largest and most established activist network.
Oh, cops.
And so, cops, cops. The span of people who are involved is just incredible. I mean, I've never organized a direct action before. I'm throwing down to do what I can, but there are incredible people working from every angle to make this happen. Right now, apparently, I don't know if you can hear in the background, but there's some cops at the door, and now some people who are very experienced with dealing with this kind of situation are going there to handle it, and I have no doubt that they know what they're doing, because they do. Yeah.
How many people were here camping out last night, which would have been the first night?
I think there were probably about 30 people camping here last night. Maybe more, it's hard to say, but it's already turning into a really beautiful site with covered, tarped over kitchen and expecting rain at some point. So people are thinking about that and making areas to sleep in. And people immediately dug trenches to funnel water away and made little stairways so it's safe to get down. And, of course, planted dozens of trees. There's all these little seedlings planted all over. It's a beautiful thing. We've already created a forest. It's pretty spectacular. So that just happened, and then a lot of people stayed overnight, but we expect that more people will be coming to camp out. It's camping season.
Thank you very much. For people that want to get here and join in on the proactive activities here, how would they get to where we are?
It's actually really easy to get to from Vancouver downtown or from East Van, if that's where you're coming from. Of course, you can drive, and there are places to park around. The actual address, I'll start with that. The address is 10739 River Road at McAdam. That's where we are. Look for the power lines. And if you're taking the SkyTrain, you just go to Scott Road Station, jump on the 640 bus, or you can go to the Ladner Exchange and take the 640 bus coming the other direction, and you'll get here. Google Map 10739 River Road, and you'll get here. It's really very easy to get here, and the transit runs quite frequently. And you can bike from the SkyTrain. It's a nice ride. Lots of people have. Come on down. Check it out. It's beautiful here. Come join the picnic, the party, the camp out, the occupation. Come on down.
So that was Carmen Mills, one of the organizers for the blockade that's happening right now in the North Delta region of Vancouver, BC. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, Vancouver.